Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Black, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico sending shots, red dot, he the sniper. Lewis, see your wife and open mic and he gon' pipe play. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. The Zach and Lena rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lewis and Zach are back, yeah. The baby boy, Lewis and
noise. I'm trying to fight my mood right now. Sign into the fucking computer. Sign in, somebody.
Who, me?
I mean, every turn this morning is fucking with me. I'm trying to fucking prep for Thanksgiving. Shannon, for some reason, it's not working. You know, I guarantee Horian didn't fucking reorganize the board to make it easy for me.
I started a new one, but I have to redo a few of them to make sure it works properly.
Don't worry, Hori. It's Shannon's fault. I'm trying to fucking chill. I'm trying to relax. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis Shea Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's
feeling
up,
good kid? On a Wednesday.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the Racist Live Chat. Shout out to all the subscribers. GasDigital.com is the website. If you guys love the show, you should be subscribing. You should go to GasDigital.com, use that promo code LAZ. You get the uncensored and ad-free version of the show. We censor the fuck out of the show. It's a shorter show that goes to YouTube. You get the longer, uncensored, full fucking show. Plus, you get a bonus episode every Friday, and you get access to the Racist Live Chat. A lot of people very excited that Sagalo's here today. A lot of people chanting 4-4-4. Let's see. Lewis is late and gay, says Nicholas Graham. Benny and the Jets is a naked chick, as always. Two incredible guests on the show. I'm being rude to everyone today. I'm very rude. Whatever the guy's name is, the employee that we have here. Shannon, don't even tell me his name.
Okay.
I don't know his name, but he goes, as I'm fucking just raging as I come in. He goes, he's like, you're doing anything nice for the holiday? And I looked him right in the face and I went, no. And then I walked away from him.
You go, I actually decided to fuck your mom.
Dude,
and
I was
fired.
So mad at him. I'm fucking, he really pissed me off. He really crossed the line there, Shannon.
You doing anything for the holidays? Yeah, we're actually looking to get new employees.
Shannon, can we figure out why he thinks it's okay to speak directly to me? Why there should be multiple people between me and that guy. Should there not be?
See, this is exactly what Ellen should have done.
Yeah.
She should have been on TV going, by the way, I'm a fucking scumbag to my employees. And then she'd still be on the air.
You know what? You always start out a bitch. And then that way you never have to be worried about being called out.
Don't call me a bitch, you fucking gay bitch.
I'll come over there.
We have an incredible show planned today.
Could still be on the air if she wanted to. She fled the country because she's going to get indicted on the P. Diddy shit.
Oh, really?
Is that really happening?
I really think so.
Is that
so.
Why she's saving the gorillas?
I think she's been doing the shit.
Whoa, dude.
I think a bunch of people are going to get. I think J-Lo's going down. I think we're going to have a ton of people the next year.
Cool. We'll see. Cool. I'm excited to watch it all happen. I'm so fucking happy that I was not famous during any of that shit because I would have had sex with boys. Right, Oscar? Come on. We would have done it. You and I.
Why are you looking at me?
Come on. Gay guys.
No. It's actually the straight guys that usually
gay
do.
Gay guys like fucking young boys.
Well, it was all like straight young rappers.
Young boys are hot. I mean, if you're going to choose.
Well, what's funny is that people don't realize this, but like P. Diddy, like here's the thing. Gays always know the gossip before anybody else.
Yeah.
That's why it's like everybody was always shocked when like all these allegations of every celebrity comes out. They're like, yeah, but gays already know this.
Nobody
gays
was
knows
shocked
gossip.
About P. Diddy. That was news
a little
that was
bit. But what people don't realize is that P. Diddy, allegedly, used to drive around like Harlem and the Bronx in unmarked cars and pick up guys.
Really?
Allegedly.
I believe that. I believe
allegedly.
It. It's decadent. Man ass.
Yeah, dude. It's the nice it's nice skin it's fuck, with the boys.
It's like fagua.
Yeah. It's like
fagua.
Fagua. Ah, shit. Incredible show planned today. Two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen, you know them and love them, from SAG Daddy the Pod, a podcast that unquestionably would be more popular on the Gas Digital Network, but now that window has closed.
The window's never closed.
The window...
No, we get into this every time.
The window's closed.
The window is closed.
It's closed.
No, you're a businessman.
It was a tremendous opportunity.
It's never closed. It's never open for me.
Brendan Sagalow back on the show. We're very excited to have him back. Very excited.
What up?
Hey, Lewis is a businessman, but you are a businessman.
Man.
I'm a bending man.
I'm
a bending man.
You're a businessman. I'm a bending man.
I'm a bending man. I happen to be a bending man. Also from the popular podcast Disappointed, It Sounds Dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, the great Oscar Aiden back on the show. You're the only gay that I allow into my direct life.
Really?
Well, Zach.
Zach's not a gay. Zach's a fake bi. He's not even a real bi guy.
Like, I'm out of practice.
No, you've got to have more gays directly in your life than just
Zach
me.
Is a retired bisexual.
Yeah, they hung up my jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Zach
he stuck it to the wall with cum.
Yeah, Zach was out there when in his younger freaky deaky days, he was out there kissing boys and touching their wee-wees.
Right.
That's it. He didn't actually even like it that much. It was just, he was a freak. He was a freaking
nothing gay about that.
Then he got married. When's the last time you touched a man sexually?
Over whenever I met my wife.
Did you cheat on your wife with a man, Zach?
Oh, never.
That is... Ew.
Oh, my God.
Ew. No, it's got to be over 11 years then.
Dude, if you fucking cheat on your wife with a man, that's crazy.
Like, that's gayer than being gay.
Cheating on your wife
being
is
on
one
DL.
Thing. Cheating on your wife is one thing. Cheating on your wife with a man.
I was trying to start a hip-hop label.
But look, I'm very excited to have everyone on the show today. This is Thanksgiving Eve, the day before Thanksgiving. Very exciting. Very exciting. Oscar, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You don't have a family. They've disowned you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to hear your fucking tales of fucking butt sex. Every time you come home, that's my biggest problem. It's not even that my son would be gay.
I love how he automatically just assumes what I would be doing.
I'm assuming exactly what's happening. If my son were gay, it's not even so much I would care. It was almost like when we get together at family holidays, now we're all going around the table talking about what's going on in our life, and I have to leave the room when he talks about his fucking weird gay shit.
It would be really funny if James came out as like a flamboyantly
I'll smack you
gay
directly.
Kinda...
Right. I'll smack you.
No, but how
I'll
funny would it be
right
if he was like,
face.
Stuffing? Yes, please.
Where? Oh, then
which
and where?
Boys?
Oh, this stuffing? Yeah. Oh, okay. I brought my own.
Time for Thanksgiving sausage.
Oh, he's just a real bitch about the wine.
Yeah.
What is this? Ugh.
It's like, so
1960.
I saw Wicked the other day.
He literally did go see Wicked in
By
theaters
the way,
yesterday.
I saw Wicked two nights ago.
Do you want to know something?
One of the best movies I've ever seen.
You
in
loved
my
it.
Fucking life.
You loved it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, one of the best movies I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Do you
want to
know something?
He loves it.
Never saw it. Don't plan on seeing
it. I never
it.
Saw the show. I'm thinking
I'm
about
not, I don't get it. For what? I just not,
you're on the side of the wizard.
I don't even watch it. I never
Gay
saw the
Linda over here.
I've never even saw
the Jorge,
musical.
I use the Notorious one regularly. Why is it not on the board? I mean, you're just fucking killing me, Jorge. You're just, you know, a little bit, you kill me deep down inside almost every day.
Is that a lyric for something?
Notorious! It's when you're being a fag.
That sounds like a
disturbed lyric. How far deep
lyric.
Inside you? Like 8 inches?
I never saw Wicked. I was thinking about bringing my son to see Wicked. He's already seen the play, and I'm thinking about getting tickets to see it again because I want to actually see it. Before I go see some fucking movie, I'm going to go see the Broadway show because I'm a man.
Sure.
Men see the Broadway shows.
Right. You see actors suffering for their work first, and then you'll see the 3-hour movie.
But you loved it. You loved Wicked.
Oh, it was awesome, dude. And I saw it in like IMAX or RPX or whatever the fuck. So
I don't know
like,
what
wow.
any of the, I don't even know what any of these subcategories
did
are.
They,
there's
they
3D.
Tell,
there's no 3D. That's it. Stop with all the other shit.
You don't know what
did
IMAX
they have to
is?
Tell the audience not to sing along?
No, there was like 8 people in the audience.
Ooh,
so that's there was somebody.
That's how Bobby
singing.
Kelly's son introduces himself. I Max. He's a child. I don't know why I'm attacking him.
No, it's fun to attack children. Max is retarded. James is gay.
Yeah, gay James, retarded Max. Why not? You know,
this is a very special episode.
A love story.
Yeah, no, there was nobody really in the audience, but there was one woman singing one song, which did bug me when
what was the song?
Started. The one that's like popular.
Defying gravity.
Oh, that ruled, dude. That ruled. I would go to a Broadway
gravity. That here's this is how gay I am. I've never seen the play. I just know.
Listen to the soundtrack.
I just know songs from the show.
Am I the least gay person
right
now?
I'll smack you
right
in your gay face,
bitch. Do it right
just
now,
so
daddy.
You know, just
fuck
so
yeah.
you know, huh? I will fucking come over there.
Oh, I hate
and I'll
the
give
gay,
you a fucking
like, not gay,
smackaroo
the
right there, and you'll like it because you're
you
gay.
You do?
I hate porn voice.
Love it.
I hate it. I hate when people do it. Except when I do it, I guess.
You'd like it. That you'd like that, wouldn't you, Oscar?
What
if I smacked you right in your little gay face?
Oh, fuck
you,
yeah.
Fucks are coming everywhere. Yeah. What a fag.
Oh,
you're so gay.
And then spit on me and
you're
tell
so
me I'm pretty.
Oh, what a
Lewis,
fucking...
stop flirting.
Dude, I'm gonna
with
fucking.
Yeah, I swear to God,
I'm going,
let me tell you something.
Flirt with him.
I'm
let me tell you something.
Rape Oscar.
Lewis is gonna come out and like. A year, and it's gonna be so hot.
I was accused of flirting. With
we
Oscar.
Are gonna, we are gonna have, we're gonna be like the power couple.
Oscar, can you leave right now? I'm sick of your shit. Get, I don't.
It's
I don't,
because Oscar's the closest
he's sick of your
thing
shit.
To a woman here, and he can't not get female attention if it's in the room.
He's sick of Oscar's shit on his dick.
Oh, hey!
First of all, I'm not a.
No,
listen.
Oh, Jorge couldn't delete that sound, could he?
That's my son.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not a bottom because I don't do that gay shit. But,
but.
I would. I'd fuck Lewis. I'd fuck you, Lewis.
But.
Because but.
I know you'd fuck me, Oscar. Obviously you'd fuck me, you sick fuck. You'd fuck anything. You're gay.
No, I just fuck you.
Yes, it's what we do with the AIDS epidemic in the fucking 80s. Because you guys were out there putting it in anything.
Looker's talking.
That's true.
It's a great movie.
That's the movie he lost his gay virginity to.
I love
talking.
These babies. Look Who's Talking was a solid movie. Mm.
The beginning really grossed
him
out.
Is that a holiday movie? One of them's a holiday movie.
No,
right?
Is it a holiday movie? No. Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking 2.
Do you remember when Christy Alley
now?
Was really hot? One, that was when
Christy
she was really
Alley
good.
Was so hot.
Yeah.
She, I love that.
She
type.
Had a beautiful face, very symmetrical, but she was. You could always tell she was going to be a porker. There's girls that you could just see it in their fucking face that they're meant to be
sure.
Fat chicks.
She had the frame for it. Like, she was suffering to be
right.
Almost not fat.
She was suffering succotash.
Yeah.
There's the girl from Karate Kid. Not Karate Kid.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. The daughter. That girl's going to be a fat Christy Alley bitch.
Oh, really?
Pull up the daughter from Cobra Kai. You can see she's cute,
yeah,
too.
I never
season one, she's a cute, pretty girl, pretty eyes, pretty face, and you're looking, you're like, oh, there's a fat girl right in your fucking try. Face. It's like, yeah. Sackle, it, honestly,
oh,
it's...
Oh, here we go.
Forget it. You know what?
No.
Sagalo doesn't get. We don't bust Sagalo's balls. Sagalo's exempt.
No.
Sagalo's the only guy we can't
no,
fuck
pick
with him.
The low,
no,
pick,
no, it's fine. Sagalo.
Pick the fruit.
Yeah, no, I'm picking the fruit. To pick fucking.
Oh, she's pretty. What's this?
It's truth, please.
The truth.
She's
police?
Pretty.
Yeah, she's
I
pretty.
See, I see what you're saying.
You
there's
see what I'm saying?
A
though,
fat
like
girl dying to get out.
Fucking
the clock is ticking.
Pie face.
Yeah.
Pie face. I mean, she's very young there. So.
That's your favorite activity.
Yeah.
You know who was hot? Leah Remini was so hot.
Leah
I think
Remini.
She's still hot.
Who's Leah?
Oh,
Remini?
Really?
The wife from King of Queens.
The wife from
oh, yeah,
King
she's
of Queens.
Pretty.
Ooh, so hot.
Really?
That's right up my Christy Alley.
She's
whoa.
In.
I didn't mind it. We, you know, we need this gun clock in a better place. The gun clock was where it used to be, we'd be fucking in business.
I think you're too distracted with the soundboard.
Yeah.
It's making you not present.
Your mother's a bitch.
You could just make the sounds too. You don't need to. You don't need a soundboard.
Woo,
you go. I think your mom's a bitch. Oh, wahooga.
Look, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Where are you going tomorrow for Thanksgiving?
I'm actually going to be at the Macy's Day Parade tomorrow. Bright and early.
Why?
Because I'm playing
he's a
Santa
blimp.
Claus. Yeah, I go.
Yeah. Which is flying. Over.
Yeah. It's like, we know you're not a blimp. I'm just walking through the parade. No one knows.
They all think I'm Snoopy. All...
I go, I hate Mondays, you guys. No, I just, my dad got a ticket, yes, if I wanted to go. And
you gotta get a ticket to the parade? That's
gotta,
crazy.
Well,
that's
we're gonna be sitting on
that's
bleachers.
Okay, so that's
ooh.
Yeah, we're sitting
you
on
need
bleachers.
A ticket for the seats.
I wish you were yes. swallowing bleach.
Okay, here we go.
That's the only sound that I know where it's at is the bottom right hand corner is gun clock. Got it now. Thank you. Thank you, Jorge, you little fucking asshole. You cocksucker. I'm in a mood today. Yeah. I'm attacking and I'm lashing out. And that's I'm coming at you and he loves
Instead
it.
Instead of in you.
Just keep it going. I don't give two shits.
Dude, I will say bitches do like when you're mean to them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They love it.
Every girl that I talk to, they're like, hit me, be mean to me, throw me into a wall. I'm like, can we just go to dinner? They're like, faggot.
Yeah, it's really when you start falling in love where they're like, oh, God.
Yeah, the more meaner Lewis is to me, the more I just look at him I just would like undress him with my eyes.
I have to do the opposite approach. Take your pants off. Come here.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Start eating his ass. I was like, can you not enjoy this, please?
This is so he doesn't want to fuck me.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar because they make incredible high-quality cigars, and they sell them to you and ship them to you in small batches. Free shipping. Shipping in 2 to 3 days on most orders. I mean, this is the way to get your cigars delivered right to you. All the popular brands you love and maybe a bunch of brands that you don't know of. They have an incredible website, incredible interface, and the packaging is really what everyone talks about, right? They have incredibly thorough packaging, and they give you Bevita packs with every single order, so your cigars stay nice and humid, nice and fresh. Rare selection of cigars, limited, hard-to-find cigars. And here's the deal. If you guys go to smallbatchcigar.com and use the promo code GAS10, we're going to give you 10% off plus 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? So you're going.
I'm gonna go to the Macy's Day Parade tomorrow. So if you're watching,
it's horrible.
If you're watching it live,
it's horrible. It sounds
live.
Like
check
it sounds
it
like
out.
You're going to a voluntary nightmare.
I think it will be a nightmare, but since we got the bleachers and we're sitting down, and I'll be with my dad.
Yeah, you're gonna have that memory.
Yeah,
that's a core
I think
memory.
It's gonna be really cool.
You're fucking 38 years old.
I'm 18. Okay, no, I'm 33. I'm actually 19 years old now.
Do you remember being 19?
Not really.
Fucking 19 was so fun.
God, they were so
just
fun.
Just being
I
a dirtball,
really...
just being a
scumbag.
A true scumbag.
Yeah.
Without, because it was also like at a time where I genuinely didn't think anything was going to happen in my life.
Right.
So it wasn't even like being a dirtball, like, oh, we're dirtballs. We're all guys.
Right.
It was like, I was like, no, I'm going to probably be in jail or dead or in prison. So let me really go all out on this dirtball attitude.
Yeah.
I lived the dirtball life in a fucking massive way.
Oh, I
remember paying for a 40 and change and not feeling bad about it.
Oh my God,
oh,
dude.
Oh man. Yeah.
I would spend 100% of my earnings on weed. Everything, my entire net worth would go to a bag of weed, a 40, and fucking some potato chips.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was 19, I wasn't like, I got nothing coming. I was the complete opposite. I just started comedy. I was like, I guess I'll be famous in like 2 years.
Oh, really? You were doing comedy at 19.
I started comedy at 19,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was sitting at home watching Golden Girls eating macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
We said 19, not last nine. Sorry.
Keep trying,
I don't know.
Keep
dude.
Trying.
Sorry, man.
No, he was doing it with 19.
Even Lewis is like, what the fuck was that? Like, Lewis was like, all right.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
That
the
was
first
crazy.
People he was, I talked to
no,
all day.
No, he was doing it with 19s.
There we go, Zach. There we go. Zach saves
the
fucking
I unloosened the jar. I unloosened the jar.
I mean, why is Zach.
Zach will snake. Zach will snake. Zach will snake.
The Zacklesnake's up here. The Chattlesnake's down here. The Lewis Snake's up here. The Rattlesnake's up here. The Shanna Snake's down here. Come on. Come on. Obviously, you get the snakes together.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you look, there's a new one that I started, and it's in, they're going to be in order. I just have to redo a couple of them.
LAZV2?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use this one.
Dude,
today.
You know what would be a hilarious prank, Jorge, is if you set up one of these sound buttons to say something like Lewis is a fag or whatever, and then it says like boom or something, so Lewis has to press it and then doesn't know what the sound is.
Or hey, wouldn't it be a funny way to get fucking fired? To lose your fucking job before the holidays?
Kind of,
really?
Yes.
I kind of feel like you were going
to. It is a very funny way to get fired.
I kind of feel like you were going to let him go before the holidays anyway.
No, Jorge is actually one of the only irreplaceable people here. Jorge was the employee of the month last month here at Gas Digital. We have like 15, and there's a cash bonus. Jorge received the cash bonus last month, employee of the month. Jorge, what'd you do with that money?
I spent it all on food.
I just, so you know, Ralph wanted to give it to Karen, the black office manager. I want everyone to know that.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
What did Jorge?
Well, Shannon and Jorge. Go,
Jesus.
Would you guys have quit your job? Because that's what I said. I was like, guys, we can't give the black office manager employee of the month, the first month.
She wins employee of the month.
It's
too early. She's only been here soon. I'm just saying, February's rolling around soon. probably a shoe-in.
When she applied, did she ever listen to any of the episodes?
I don't think so.
You just cover everything up in like,
that's,
you know,
insane.
Like,
I'm hoping she still does it. I'm assuming she doesn't know what a podcast is. They're not really, you know. They're not on
this
the forefront
like
of technology.
97.1.
What is it? Like a radio show on your telephone?
This is like the Breakfast Club.
Come on,
right?
Come on now.
Come on now.
You sent up, but Shannon, the message that we would have sent to our entire production staff. That's what I told Ralph. I was like, Ralph, you are a fucking moron. I smacked him in the face. It was the first time I've ever hit Ralph during business hours.
Whoa.
I smacked him right in his face.
I love how he mentioned during business hours.
Yeah. And I smacked him right in his face. And I said, Ralph, I was like, what is the message that's going to send to our entire production staff that we give this black office manager employee of the month? And all of them have been working here for years, grinding their asses off. Everyone's fucking trying to make more money. The first, the newest person, her job is to restock ho-hos and coffee. And the first month, we're going to give it to her. That's a crazy thing.
Is ho-hos her friends that she brings?
Shannon, how would you have felt? Shannon, I want to know how you would have felt.
So here, I think where Ralph is coming from is we've had such bad luck with office managers, and they've been like not great.
Yeah.
So I think he's just excited to have a decent one here, and that's where his mind went.
I mean, we pay her with an EBT card.
What's that?
It's food stamps.
Oh, that's funny.
She's really fun, and she is a fan of the network. She was a fan of the network. We would never hire somebody to be in this environment if they didn't know what the fuck was up.
Kind of be funny, though.
No.
They just walked by.
Have we done that before?
Natalie. And Natalie almost quit. She said it. She was like, she came and she did a Real Ass podcast, and then she was like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's a lot of rape talk specifically thrown directly to me. It's my first day at work. I'm 19. talking about her.
What does getting employee of the month, what is that like?
Did somebody say candy mom five times? The fuck?
What did Jorge get? Like, what do you win?
Jorge, what was it, $250?
Wow.
Yeah.
Cold hard cash?
Yep.
And you spent that all on food?
Good for you, Jorge.
I like food.
Jorge, would you have been upset had we given it to Karen?
No, I'm a big fan of Karen.
You love Karen?
Yeah. Mm. I think since she's gotten here, she's improved a lot of things. She makes muffins that are very delicious.
She does make muffins.
And she's been very good at doing her job.
This new guy's pissing me off. What's the new guy's name? Don't even tell me. Tell me the first initial.
Should we bring new guy in?
D.
D?
Yeah.
Oh, for dick. Douchebag. Dildo.
Should we just call him New Dylan?
New Dylan. Oh, do you like him? What's his thing?
He's going to be a new engineer. I like him a lot.
Tell him to come here.
Dominic.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my bad.
I wasn't supposed to know his name.
He's not even in the room.
Dominic.
John Hazard in the Racist Live Chat says they love Karen. Let's see.
Wait, can I do a shout out real quick?
No.
Bitch. You fucking cunt.
Lewis actually tried to hire Karen as an engineer, but that was autocorrect.
That was good.
That's a thinker, that one. That one you have to think.
Let me just say this. I'm not sorry for the way that I spoke to you earlier.
Did you even notice that he gave you attitude?
And I want you to know
that. Were you like,
what? Here, come over here. Come stand next to Sagalow. This is the new guy. He's been here for, I mean, how long have you been working here? I've seen you for at least a few weeks.
I've been here like almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months. Never known his name. They just told me your name and it really bothered me.
He's been here for 2 months.
You knew my
name
the other week.
I knew your name the other week?
Yeah, the other week.
If you ever call me a liar again, not only will I fire you, but I will fucking actually physically attack you. Okay. And I'm not even kidding about this.
Wait, how long have you been here?
Like 2 months almost.
And in that time you haven't figured out how to talk into the microphone or not block the shot with your fucking head?
Yeah. Sorry. or disrespect the fucking the big wigs here. Me and Zach, Lewis and Zach in the morning. This is the Stern
Technically
show.
Karen's the big wig around here.
The big wig, the big what? Listen, stop with the fucking attitude, first of all. Okay. Every time I come in, there's a fucking new thing. There's a new attitude. Why don't you learn to have a little respect for Zach Amico? He's a fucking living legend here.
For now.
He's a barely living legend.
No, he's a sweet kid. He means well. It's just, you also appear and disappear quickly. Like, you come in hot, and it's just like a toy. It's like the Tasmanian devil. Like, you just come in, and then you do a show, and then you're back out the door. So he hasn't had time to connect with you yet.
Thank you.
Also, if you also,
it's like a racist shooting star. Like, you gotta be prepared for it.
If you wink at Lewis, if you just
blah, like blah, a, blah 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 jink.
You know, every once in a while, you just wink at them, and you're like, he'll leave you alone.
Your gay shit is not doesn't fear me. Do you think I'm afraid of your gay shit? When you come on to me like that, my instinct to do is to.
He's not afraid of your gay shit. He wants it all over his dick.
I love how Sagalo, here's what happened. Sagalo made that joke earlier. Yeah. Nobody really laughed. Everyone sort of, and then Zach just made it, and everyone just high-fived
okay
around the room.
I'm okay with that,
though. That was a delightful little moment.
I'm okay with that.
Did you like that, Dominic? Did you like Sagalo? Now you're shitting on Sagalo?
I don't. I'm his only friend in this room.
This is insane.
I'm your only friend in this room. The only reason you're still here is because of this fucking
guy. I'm too nice to these employees lately. My problem. I had an issue with one of my employees a few months back, or a year or 2 years. I don't know how long. It's been a while now at this point. And then I got soft on these guys. And that's my problem. Shannon, is this not true? Have you noticed that I've become a soft little fucking bitch?
No, I disagree. I think you've been considerate.
Considerate?
That's pretty soft.
That sounds soft to fucking me.
No, I need to fuck. We got to start cracking the whip around here again. People used to be afraid when I would walk in. People used to be afraid when I walked into this goddamn place. And now when I walk in, fucking Dom looks me right in the face and asks me what I'm doing for Thanksgiving. It's psychotic behavior.
He's trying to move up the ladder.
It's crazy. Yeah. That's not how you move up the ladder, by trying to fucking knock me down a peg, Dom.
No, he just mistakenly thought he was talking to a human.
Good.
That is
you.
A thing you would say. You would
I'm
say
not
that.
A human. I'm a Tasmanian devil.
What did he ask you? What are you doing for the holidays?
Yeah, are you doing anything nice for Thanksgiving?
And what did you say?
You motherfucker.
No.
You cut. And I just said no. And I walked away from it.
I love this. This feels old school.
What?
Yeah, feels no, like the I haven't school? Seen you yell at an employee.
It does feel
in a
good.
While.
I need to fucking.
Yeah.
This feels nice.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dom. You're pissing me off, man. Ooh, you're pissing me off today. All right, get out of here now.
Dude,
this is
what?
Nice. This is good.
And I
these are the old times. Core values.
Yeah.
I'm bringing back the core value of abusing the employees. I've been too nice for too long. All over me now.
Yeah, that guy did not respect you. We should have freak offs.
Brad Dog in the Race Live Chat called him Dominic, which I love. Hold on.
Channel Snake.
Not to be confused with Dominic, which is
Dominic,
the office manager.
Come on, dude! You can't say you have a career.
I know.
What are you doing?
We're gonna have
it's
to
too
get
late
rid
for
of
us.
That. We're gonna have to get rid of that.
It's time to edit. A tremendous job editing.
We did and frankly, it was a great edit. We didn't even know Sagalos ruined his career in one word.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Remember that song?
No.
Of course.
So what are you doing for the holidays? What are you doing
for
Thanksgiving?
I thought you would never ask.
Something nice?
Yeah.
Yes, actually. I am doing something nice. I am having everyone over my house for the Thanksgiving dinner. I'm drinking wine.
Oh.
I drank at Skankfest. How long has it been? First of all, everyone was like, oh, Lewis is going to just talk about being sober all the time now. Fucking fat. People hate when people get healthy. People hate when they.
Right.
I don't talk about it because guess what? I don't think it's a big deal to not drink alcohol.
You're going
to
be a week short of 2 months without a drink.
But before that, how long was it?
Quite a while.
It was maybe 2 or 3 months before that, right? Mm-hmm. So I drank at Skankfest. Then I went on a date in Austin with a fucking sexy bitch.
Nice.
And I got hammered with her.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. And then it ended with, I don't even remember. I have no idea what happened. I remember feeling your tits, but what I remember more is doing magic tricks for old people outside of the hotel while she was like, are we going to go? Dude. I was like, oh, here, watch you pick a card.
And then they always say, you know, sober people aren't fun.
You go, follow the ball. You have like all the cups and the little
I was
balls
doing magic tricks outside of the Hilton in Austin
you
for
go,
these
this quarter
old tourists.
Actually big.
While this smoking hot chick was waiting to hang out, and I was just like, no, one more. They're really into it. So I got obliterated that night. But nice. Those are the two times that I've drank since I stopped drinking. So I stopped drinking with regularity. My rule is essentially holidays and vacation. And if there's a really hot chick that, you know, says drink, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Or an ugly one that you need to look really hot for the night.
Right.
What is your drink of choice?
Come.
So gay. Every day. Just one step closer, isn't it, Lewis?
One step backwards.
Hold
my cheek.
On my dirt.
Nothing gay happening.
Shirley
in my life.
Temple.
Never happening. I would drink whiskey. I drink bourbon typically. But tomorrow I'm drinking wine.
Nice.
What kind?
A little bit of red. Malbec maybe a Cab Sav. Something dry. Something nice.
Yeah. Nice dry red.
Gonna get up in the morning and when I put the turkey, get a workout in, put the turkey in. And maybe start off with a little bit of Prosecco, maybe a little white wine. But as the day goes on, I'm going to be sloshed. I mean, I'm expecting to be a problem tomorrow at Thanksgiving dinner.
Do you have a red wine that you like? Coppola is very good.
Sure. I don't fucking know.
Get Coppola. That's a good brand.
It's okay. It's
I like it.
This is fucking Gay Talk with Oscar. Welcome to Gay Talk with Oscar.
Yeah, just put it in your mouth.
Stop making eye contact with me while you try to get me to fuck you. It's not going to happen.
Just put it in your mouth.
All right, come here, kiss me, you fag.
Fuck yeah. How much would it cost for you to kiss a man?
Don't stop trying to leave
He's
my
show.
He's
already kissed a man.
I've kissed a man for the price of funny.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wasn't I not there?
It was hilarious.
If people
that
have
a have been
tattooed
funny.
On them, I think. Don't they have that picture tattooed?
There's a picture tattooed on somebody. And it would have been funny for me to kiss a gay man. Were you coming everywhere? There's nothing funny about that. It's funny for me
you know
and
what?
Big J to kiss each other while Dave freaks out because we...
No, the idea of Oscar coming hands-free is pretty funny.
Yeah.
It would just be like this.
Like the fire hose in Jackass? Like, it's just like...
So here's... My family's retarded as well. It's so funny what I live with because I'm...
Oh, so it's genetic.
I'm making the turkey, right? And my turkey last year was, I mean, it was genuinely incredible. What I do for my turkey, everything from my fucking
Based.
Brine to the fucking seasoning to the herb butter to
Hell
the
yeah.
injecting to the fucking, I mean, this thing is something else. My Whoa. Turkey last year was crazy. And this year it's going
to
be even better because I've done
it
now.
So important.
Is it a butterball?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's important to know.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Shannon?
He's referring to something that he suggested to discuss today, where employees at Butterball they're doing sexual stuff with the turkeys.
Ooh.
PETA came out with an article that they have footage of employees torturing turkeys, and they claim it's sexual assault, but they're like, they're just humping them.
Oh, are they? They're just like having, they're like
They're just
laughing.
Being silly geese.
Are they being,
they're being silly turkeys. They're being silly turkeys.
You think, so they're humping the turkeys just to be funny?
That's
or are they actually sliding it into the meat?
I have a little bit of video.
Let me see.
And then I have somebody's recollection of what happened.
Butterball employees. The turkeys. The workers at a Butterball turkey plant were caught.
Oh, they're alive.
Saying like full blown essaying the turkeys. These men were caught on video putting their thinglings inside of the turkeys' vajayjay before the turkeys were. Other men at the
time. Oh, grabbed it by the neck.
Can I just say,
rewind that for a second?
I don't believe that's
I'm not
real.
Even saying anything. It's not nothing gay, nothing even about bestiality, nothing about bestiality, nothing,
it's the bestiality.
Nothing about any of this. I will tell you right now, you grab a turkey from its neck while you're fucking it, hot move. Unquestionably, we just saw a sexy fucking moment between a man and a turkey.
How is that turkey not freaking the fuck out, though? I don't believe this.
Because a fucking egg comes out of it. You think your little dick is going to fucking beat a turkey egg? That ain't shit.
Well, look, it's your little it fucking has nothing Peter. To do with the size of my ding-a-ling there, but it's they're like obviously
the turkey's like, is it hidden? Gobble gobble. Is it hidden?
It's a shore. No, but the turkey.
It's okay. I know Kegels.
The turkey was freaking out when the guy was chasing it. Now it thinks it's just gonna like be okay with him fucking it. I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
Look at it. Let's watch it again.
Please.
Look at it.
It's fake.
The workers at a butterball turkey plant were caught essaying, like full blown essaying.
Essaying.
These men were caught on video putting their ding-a-lings inside.
That turkey's just going to take that.
JJ, before the turkeys were. Other men at this meat processing facility.
Those are ducks.
Also,
those are ducks.
Inside of the turkeys.
That's a duck.
These are ducks. You put your dick in a duck. It's
they're
funny.
They're saying a lot of things about Butterball. They're saying they're fucking the turkeys, and frankly, I think they're ducks.
That was definitely a duck.
They're just making turdicken.
So,
I also have the interview with somebody that was investigating
please,
it.
Let's see.
A guy humped a shackled turkey one day, and another time, another worker was putting his fingers in a turkey's cloaca, which is basically her vagina. Well, the line was stopped.
Is this a
some
different?
Workers even bragged about their abuse. When people go to the grocery store and they see Butterball or other turkeys all wrapped up in plastic, they just don't know what happens to the birds before they end up in the meat.
Can I just say, if you just assume that your meat has been fucked, you'll just sleep better.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I remember hearing in like middle school that like in every can of like tomato paste, there's like three maggots and a half a worm or something.
Oh my
that
God.
Like on average, it gets like, you know, through the processing.
Yeah.
And you make your peace with that.
Yeah, you just go, I got to make sauce, don't I?
You got to have some sauce. Or like hot dogs or like fucking, you know,
right.
The pig's eyelids and the boogers and the fucking inside of their asshole and fucking, that's what you eat when you eat a hot dog. That's when you eat, when you swallow hot dogs whole, Oscar.
Yeah,
we like pills.
that's how I don't make. I don't do that because I know how to take a dick.
Well, true, right, you make no sound. It's just
yeah.
It's like when you see the Japanese
Joey,
you know, the Japanese, the Japanese fast train go by, and you just hear.
You hear it after Joey, it goes. Joey, it's like one of those old time mail tubes at offices. It's like, the way they used to send. We put it in the.
Yeah.
Joey chin nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, chestnuts is still pretty good too.
But you know, chin nuts, yeah. Nuts on a chin.
Oh yeah. Come that's better.
Fucking
actually. Sags. You're right.
Come on, Sagalo.
Okay, so if I had a turkey, right, free turkey, wrapped up, frozen, and I said, "You can have this."
You're like,
free.
"Why do you look like me?"
Don't talk to me or my sister ever again.
I really.
So here you go. Which one's Sagalo?
I realize how much you look like a turkey
body.
In a hoodie.
Yeah. I look like you guys are both hungry.
You look like a turkey in a hoodie. That's
Hitler
hilarious.
Said this Thanksgiving, like, Sagalo's really quiet this year.
He keeps spinning around.
Well, you got tan.
They finally got that shit out of my ass, that plastic bag. Now, okay, so if I had a turkey, right, frozen turkey, good for Thanksgiving, good for Christmas, whatever, and it's free, Lewis, all right, I'm going to give this to you free, but I told you some...
But?
But
good.
I told you some black guy at the factory came to completion inside this thing. Would you take it?
It's free. Of course he'll take it.
First of all, I have a ShopRite shopper's card. I get a free turkey.
Okay. Imagine a world where you're not
in
one of
world,
the Costco's guys.
In a world where you don't have
in a world
a free
Costco,
turkey that you, everyone gets. Nobody's ever paid for a turkey ever.
Okay,
literally nobody pays for a turkey.
The president comes on and he goes, "We've got a problem. People are fucking the turkeys. They're eating the dogs." Nobody goes. Everybody, it's inevitable, like you're saying, right? You just got to assume that everyone's fucked a turkey, right? Right. That's what you're saying, right?
You're trying to get me to save $35 to eat some black guy's cum. It's just not going to happen. I'm just not that
white
hard
guy
up.
Then. A
fine,
white guy.
Well, did he fuck it while it was
Diddy.
Alive?
I don't know if Diddy fucked
or
it.
Or did he?
Diddy.
Was the turkey
Guys, we are...
We're on fire.
We are killing it today,
He's on
folks.
Fire.
Also, if anyone... if we could just take... somebody can make a GIF of Sagalo swinging a bat. I mean, that was crazy. Whatever.
Like I was trying not to hit the mic.
It's like he was changing shoulders.
I was like in the old Star Wars when they're using lightsabers. Then like,
that's exactly what I was going to ask if they could put a lightsaber in your head. So was the turkey fucked while it was alive and now it's been processed, or did he fuck the frozen turkey and they're still coming?
Yes, he fucked it while it was alive and it's processed.
I mean, that's just.
And you're still taking that.
That's like not kissing a girl because she blew you 3 days ago.
That's crazy. So
you're taking that.
My family.
Do you kiss a girl after she blows you?
Can you wait till I'm done with my statement? You keep on doing this, Oscar. You've been trying to take over. I'm in the middle of a statement.
I have not said one
and
word.
And then he pulls it
one
to his own
fucking
little
word,
fucking
almost
gay direction.
Entire podcast.
Do I kiss a girl after she blows
one
me?
One question. He's like, you're trying to take over. If, such a man
move. Your first fight.
You're such a man
move. If a woman and only a woman blows me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. kisses you?
Because he doesn't know it if he's at a glory hole.
You kiss
the glory hole? You get sucked and then you go under to the hole and go, now give me kisses.
No, I there's got to be a little bit of time before she kisses me. I mean, she's got to be like, well, how long is it until your mouth naturally sort of gets rid of it? I'm going to say.
What?
I would say I would wait at least.
It's your dick.
20. But I don't eat my cum. I'm not a homosexual.
That's
I understand
true.
For your perspective, because every night you fucking lay on your back and cum in your own mouth. That's the only way you can sleep. We are men. We don't like the taste of cum.
Really?
And I bet you probably like the taste of your own cum.
I'd love for
cum.
You to say that while you're at Wicked, the Broadway musical, you fucking homo.
You probably wow. like the taste of your own cum more than other men's cum, I will say, the same way you like the smell of your own farts.
Right.
No. That's the yeah. thing that's the thing that people say. They're like, this guy probably liked the smell of his own farts. Like, yeah. Who yeah. doesn't like the smell
who
of
doesn't?
Their own farts?
Yeah.
I sometimes fart under the blanket and then I pull it over I give myself a Dutch oven.
Oh yeah. I suck it up like a vacuum. I like it.
I like my own farts, so
yeah, so it's fine. No, but if I'm getting blown,
your farts smell like cum, Oscar, so you probably love them.
Yeah,
smell like
his farts
asparagus.
Make a big cum bubble.
Oh, ooh, more cum. I love it.
You remember this in high school, just really being hateful
yeah!
to gay people?
Trump. We're back, baby.
You're gay.
And you're gay.
You're gay.
Black guy came in your turkey.
I got to come on your podcast, Oscar, with a bunch of gay guys. You could just yeah. shame me for being straight the whole time.
You know, I don't do that anymore.
They go, oh,
you
but your fingers smell
I don't
like
do
pussy.
The podcast anymore.
You don't do disc.
No, I haven't had that in months.
Months?
Yeah.
Months.
Months. Shannon, why don't you fucking.
Wow.
I got it from the link tree.
Oh, yeah, I got to take that off.
Link
sorry.
Tree's hard to update.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm going to. I don't use a link tree.
I like it.
It's
easy.
If I see a link tree, I'm assuming it's an OnlyFans whore. Anytime I see a
yeah.
link tree.
Most of the time, yeah. yeah.
I'm like, okay, yes, link tree. Let's go, pig.
Yeah, yeah. And go right to their Twitter and we'll see their free stuff.
The free shit? Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Twitter's the best place for porn.
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah.
It took over Tumblr.
Oh, it's great. Well, yeah. Tumblr like had to go through this whole thing where they stopped like uploading things and like were... banning shit, but now Twitter, it's great.
Yeah, I
you, you know, you know, you go, you click the link tree, you copy and paste the name, and then you go on Fapello.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
That's exactly it. Fapello is like
I jerk off to Tumblr. It's when I push a girl down the stairs,
and she's tumbling.
Wow, you made that connection.
I'm not your lover. Don't get all fucking. Is that not what you wanted? Oh, man. You were looking for the woman falls downstairs sound effect.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do me and Lewis. So let's go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is by now. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, but let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. All right, let's get back into the program.
So here's what my family did. So I, you know, my turkey, I got it maybe last Thursday, put it in the fridge for it to thaw. Days are going by. Yesterday, feel the turkey. This turkey is a fucking bowling ball still, hard as a goddamn rock, right? So I'm going, fuck, I'm going to have to, you know, thaw this thing out, put it in cold water, change the water out. My fucking family, they're like, just take it out of the fridge, leave it on the counter. Every one of them. My mom's dead. My mom did not say that.
Oh.
My sister and my aunt both were like, just leave it on the counter. And apparently, if you leave a turkey on the counter, it will grow bacteria very quickly. After a couple hours, the outer layer has bacteria and the inside is still frozen.
With cum.
With cum, Oscar, yes. Yeah.
Wait. So wait. If you just leave it on the counter, it'll like, you can't eat it.
Well, that's
kind
of how meat works. Yeah. Or if you leave it out for a while, it
but
does
I
get
mean,
bacteria.
But they're arguing in a way where they're like, just do it. And I'm like, why do you want to kill the family?
Yeah.
God, they're dumb.
God. A little Thanksgiving massacre.
And my aunt said that. She was like, I did that every, she was like, I would take it out on Monday, and then I would season it on Wednesday. She was like, I did it every year we made the turkey. And I was like, well, Amory, you were putting the family at risk. She was like, did I ever get bacteria? Like, I'm wrong. I was like, probably. All of our family are borderline retarded, and all the men die very young.
Yeah.
We all have, like, terrible diseases and cancer. It's like, no, maybe you fucking shouldn't be leaving meat on a counter and feeding the entire family.
What sides are you having?
I'll bet that you can guess the entire menu.
Okay. Mashed potatoes.
Done.
Sweet potatoes.
Got it.
Gravy, obviously, for the potatoes. What greens? Broccoli?
Green beans?
Green bean casserole. Beans. Broccoli salad, cold broccoli salad.
Marshmallows on top of, like, the
yams.
Sweet
I would choose that,
like that,
but my son's mother is a fucking real snob about this.
Really? Are you doing rice and beans?
I'm going to smack
greens,
you right
beans,
in
potatoes,
your fucking
tomatoes.
Gay face, Oscar. Are you doing a plethora of dildos at your fucking table?
Oh, so sorry. Oh, someone got a little butt hurt with that fucking question. Cunt. Are you doing rice and beans? Plantanos?
Won't eat marshmallows on yams.
She won't eat marshmallows on
yams. You're not doing plantanos?
Was Zach setting up his own joke right now? Yes, he is.
Nope, I'm really not.
Zach has thought. I know this works because it's timing on podcasts. Yeah. Just this moment just would happen, right? Something was said 45 seconds ago.
And I'm trying to tee it back
And then he
up
thought
again.
Of it, and then he's trying to tee himself back
I really
up.
Don't have
we
got
to get back to the yams discussion. How do we do this?
She
loves yams, huh?
No, Zach, she doesn't like marshmallows on yams.
That sucks.
Now, if he were to say she did, what kind of joke would be
I know,
because
I've been there so many times. You have to repeat the thing that they said a minute ago to bring it back up.
Oh, you know how those guys are fucking those turkeys?
Yeah.
And then we talk about a joke.
So,
No, the one I wanted to tee up was when you said you wouldn't take anything at your table that a black guy's coming. And I wanted to be like, well, then you're going to have to trim the guest list.
Yeah, mom's not allowed anymore.
Can I have some more coffee, please? A little bit of coffee. A little bit of fucking coffee. Let's get our plugs going. We haven't touched these notes. We're just fucking crushing it today.
Oh, I'm doing nothing for Thanksgiving. Thanks for asking.
First of all, I asked.
You didn't.
But then I cut you off and I said, what are you fucking avoiding contact with your father? Remember, I started making fun of you for being gay?
Yeah.
And then we started rolling. That's what happened. I did ask. You're the first person I asked.
Are you really not doing anything for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going to go to my friend for a little Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving
Thanks.
Cock.
What friend?
My friend Ava. She lives up in the Bronx. So she's
you're making
cook.
All of this up right now.
What if I was?
The best part of gay Thanksgiving is every year you need less chairs.
And more four-legged stools.
No, I meant they die of AIDS.
Let's.
I know you hate that.
Oh, yeah, that really bugs me.
Let's do some plugs, folks.
Oh, plug music.
Yeah. Sagalo.
I want you all to listen to Sag Daddy the Pod on YouTube and Spotify and stuff like that.
Plus, I have a special out on YouTube right now called Thin Lips, and I'll be hitting the road very soon. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you very much.
What's going on, Oscar? What you plugging, my friend? No podcast, but what, you got some stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm actually co-headlining with Casey Balsham, so we're going to be doing some touring coming up. We just did Soul Joe's. We've got a few other places that we're locking in and confirming, so you can find me on Instagram, and we'll post the dates there. And then also, I'm performing at the University of Vermont soon. I guess I don't know, yeah.
So. Love it. Zach Amico.
Got a new movie coming out, Bring on the Damned, premiering at the Museum of Moving Image here in New York City on January the 11th. Tickets are on sale right now. Come hang out.
Come see me live. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Just the dates for the rest of the year. Finishing off the year strong. Gramercy Theater on December 11th with The Regs. The Regs Live. Stand Up and a Live Podcast. All happening in one night. Special guest Santa Claus going to be on the show with us. Then I'm headlining the Dojo of Comedy on December 12th, Thursday night, one night only. Then Friday, December 13th, I'll be at the Emas Theater in Emas, Pennsylvania. And then I'm going to Austin, Texas, Creek and Cave, December 20th and 21st. And then I have The Depraved on December 22nd. Those shows should all sell out, so get those tickets early, guys. And then I have a brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you in 2025. As I'm working on my brand new special, I'm filming a special in July in Tampa, Florida. Those tickets are going on sale in December. But if you guys want to see me in January, I already have a bunch of the tickets up for this new tour. Rosemont, Zany's Rosemont, January 10th and 11th. January 23rd, I'll be in North Charleston, South Carolina at Wits End Comedy Lounge. And then I will be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida for the first time, January 24th and 25th. Lots of other dates. I'm going everywhere, guys. The calendar is really filling up right now. So look out for more dates. Look, check out all my new material. It's going to be it's the best special I'm going to have. It's the best hour I've ever done. So please come support me on the road and check out all the other pods that I do. Story Wars, The Regs, and... of course, the legendary Legion of Skanks, all available everywhere you find your podcasts.
Does anyone else smell burning, or is this my last episode?
Are you having a stroke?
Maybe. Does anyone else smell a little burning?
Burnt toast? No. No.
It's been a good run.
No. I mean, that would be fun if you died on the show.
That would be crazy.
I mean, I think it has to be how it happens. Nope. Maybe it's just your new coffee.
Maybe. Maybe.
So I know I brought stuff and muffins to the show a few years ago.
Ooh, you did!
I saw a new one that I think we're going to do this year.
We're not doing. We did them a couple years in a row. But my son's mother's a fucking real snob when it comes to cooking. Like, her family is like Midwestern. Like, they just do everything from scratch. Like everything. Like the pie crust for the pumpkin pie is from scratch. Yeah, they're fucking insane. So when I mentioned stuff and muffins, she
kiboshed it.
She just, in the most condescending, like, stuffing muffins.
What's stuffing muffins?
Well, when you do your stuffing, you put it in a muffin tray and cook it in there so that every piece of stuffing has the crispy.
Everything's crispy. And you pop it out. It's delightful.
Now, and then you don't got to cut out pieces of stuff, and everybody just gets a muffin.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I love crispy. Oh.
Stuffing muffins are delightful.
They're really good.
They're delightful.
I saw something this year that I think we're going to try for the leftover stuffing.
What are you doing?
Put the stuffing in a waffle maker.
Ooh,
yeah, I have seen that.
That's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
I've seen that.
That sounds awesome.
That's fun.
Are you gonna are you gonna put like a maple syrup on top?
No, I was thinking of doing turkey sandwiches on the waffle.
Okay. Yeah.
Stuffing bread. Love that. Yeah, I mean, look, I've been going crazy at the gym, and I've been going crazy with my diet. I'm gonna eat so much fucking food tomorrow. But I'm being like as strict as I've ever been.
Hell yeah.
You look good.
Thanks. I appreciate that, Oscar. Thanks, baby boy. I'm feeling good. I'm going to be in the best shape.
I love how Brandon just looks at me. He's like, this fucking weirdo. Brandon's like, just fuck already. Yeah.
No, but like I've been fucking really, I'm going to get wild tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
We're doing the green bean casserole, the broccoli salad. We got obviously pumpkin pie, right. Pumpkin donuts. My son and my son's mother are making
Wegmans. pumpkin donuts. Really good. I got to give a shout out to their like pumpkin, their apple cider donuts. It's almost like cake.
Oh, yeah. I love an apple cider donut.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Apple cider donuts.
Oh, you know what? That's what I'll probably bring for tomorrow.
That's
I have
a
to
great
bring
idea.
Something.
Yeah.
So I got to bring, I'll pick up some apple cider donuts for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I
is it a dry Thanksgiving or are you guys doing booze?
She's not really a drinker.
Okay. It was booze. I would say you should do that and then
booze.
Whiskey booze. Apple cider.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, this is the first Thanksgiving that like I'm really excited for, because usually I just drink and usually I'm not like that crazy about the diet, but because I can just drink and eat terrible tomorrow,
yeah.
Like I'm just sitting here like just waiting to get through today.
Which is going to like, you're going to like, when you're waiting for a drink, every time I was like waiting to drink, I'd black out.
Oh,
it's like when the drinking just happens, you're having a couple, whatever, whatever. But like, if I was you, I'd be like, I'm going to fucking rage. No,
oh, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. Well, once a turkey's in, so all I have to do is I have to inject this turkey with butter and all the like the drippings a few times throughout the morning. So I can't get crazy drunk until like 1 or 2 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when you're sitting down to eat, that's when
but
you're
once,
like, wine,
once that,
wine,
once that,
wine.
I do the last injection on the turkey, it doesn't matter. Like, that's when I'm done. Everything is prepared. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning fucking brining this turkey.
Jesus. Ooh. You should take a shot when that happens. When you do that, you go, and now we begin.
Sounds good. Nah, but I'm not a shot guy.
Yeah, me neither. But like,
I don't need to. I like the taste of liquor. So a shot is like, it seems like just a waste.
She's like, yeah.
The only thing I'll shoot ever is tequila, because I wouldn't sip tequila.
Yeah.
And shooting tequila, I'll say, as I'm saying it, like, I kind of want to shoot some tequila. Shannon.
Yes.
When we go to Jamaica, we're going to shoot some tequila and we're going to kiss deeply.
I mean, I'll shoot some tequila.
Shannon offered me yesterday, well, it's coming out on Friday, show the exclusive episode, but I got to bring it up again. She said if she gets me as her secret Santa, that she'll offer me just a deep makeout session.
Really?
I said, what if I got you?
What if? Well, now it's, you're signed up.
Also, I do the secret Santa.
Shannon!
Wait, Shannon, can you put my name in there?
Yeah. Can this actually be a Yankee swap? And I want to take Lewis's present.
A Yankee cum swap?
Let me tell you something, though. Like, going back to, like, holding yourself and then going all out, eating healthy and then have, like, I'll do, like, 6 days of eating healthy, 1 day of eating shit.
Yeah.
And it is.
Literal.
Like, yeah. I will.
Yeah. And so, eating shit, sucking cum. I'm crazy.
I just eat shit 1 day a week.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Yes, Oscar?
I'm done. Fuck you. You fucking cunt.
Oh, come on.
No, I love you. Okay. No, it is hard because like on binge days, I'll go like Whole Foods has these hard sugar cookies that have hard frosting. And so I buy 20 of them.
Yeah.
And then I'll just sit and eat all 20 of them.
All 20 of them.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's great. Oh, they're so
it's
good.
It's a problem. Yeah, I
yeah,
know.
I like
it's,
the
it's a thing.
I like it when it's hard in my mouth.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah. I want to be able to be like, oh.
This is like when Kanye West said George Bush doesn't care about black people, and I'm Mike Myers going, sitting next to him going, okay.
This side of the table does look like we went in the Brundlefly machine and they redistributed the gay.
Zach, where are you going? Are you going to your girl's family?
Yeah. Nice. What time do you guys do dinner? Because that's something
well,
where you...
I
that is a big debate, and I think in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey area, I think it is a very specific thing, and I think in other parts of the country, they look at us like we're out of our fucking minds.
I think start at 4 o'clock, like have people coming over around 4 o'clock and stuff, right?
Last year I went over, because I went to Ava's, or my friend Ava's, I was there at 3 o'clock, and she was like, yeah, come at 3, 3:30, I got there at 3 o'clock. Nothing was done.
No one's
wow.
There
so I was like, and then we
Hispanic?
Didn't eat. And we didn't eat until 6:30.
That's crazy.
So this year she's like,
Hispanic people love that. Like they start cooking as you get there.
Yeah, and so like she was like, yeah. I was like, what time should I be there this year? She's like 3:30, and I was like, okay, I'll be there at 6.
Yeah,
you're gonna show up. Ava's just picking her teeth. Sorry, you missed out, mijo. My family growing up was like 1 o'clock, 1:30 dinner.
Same.
Wow. Like,
is this in the Midwest?
No, this is here.
Oh, okay.
This was Rockland County, New York. We would do dinner at like 1:30, maybe 2.
Yeah.
And then we would all fucking like just kind of like chill out, watch some TV.
Have-y-itis, yeah, watch the football game.
Second dinner comes around 5 or 6.
Oh shit!
Second dinner,
you're just
leftovers.
You're just going. Oh. You're going back.
Oh. Wow!
You're going back again, and then you would do dessert later on.
Yeah.
After second dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss the that's big weird family Thanksgivings. I don't do that anymore. Like I'll go tomorrow. I'm going to like a restaurant with my mom and my sister, and my aunt. And we're
restaurant is pretty soulless.
It's so soulless, but like we really don't. Nobody wants to cook at their house.
I lied to my boxing partner is going to hear this because he listens to the show, and I feel bad because he was like we're just going to Ruth's Chris, the steakhouse, and I was like, that's awesome, man, and I really think it's soulless. Just so you know, Jason,
it's completely soulless.
That's soulless. That's crazy. Yeah. You're going to do that with your family? Do you love them? Probably not.
Yeah, looking at a waiter and going, I'll have the Thanksgiving platter. You're like, ugh. Yeah, just put the Thanksgiving slop in my slop hole. Yeah.
No, you got to.
It's never as good.
No, it's never
as good. Well, I'm going to get a steak because on Friday I go to my dad's house and then we do a Thanksgiving meal with me, my dad, and my sister. Which
turkey.
Is still turkey, green
He's
beans,
making
all
it.
That stuff. Yeah.
Your dad's making it.
My dad makes it, yeah.
Your dad's good. Good cook?
No, he sucks, but he gets like a big fucking kick out of it and I can't cook, so.
Yeah.
So wait, you have to do a split custody Thanksgiving at 33 years old?
Yeah, because I don't have a wife or kids, so.
So you're going to do the parade Thursday morning with your dad.
Go to my mom's.
Then he loses
you. Go to your mom's.
You.
Go to a
soulless restaurant.
Listen to me, and I'm going to be honest, this is going to sound bad because I like you a lot. But your mom's a dumb bitch. Okay. How dare her? Yeah. How dare her to not make dinner for the family?
Yeah. She never knew how to cook.
I hope she hears this.
She does. She's a big Gas Digital subscriber. She's hearing this using the promo code Bye Guys.
Maybe if she knew how to cook, there would be one Thanksgiving.
She doesn't know how to cook, and it sucks. Like she used to when we were younger, she would put steaks and cheeseburgers in the microwave and just heat them up and feed them to me like a fucking dog.
Wow.
And eat terrible. Off of a plate.
So then you're going to your dad's on Friday to have the turkey and all that. That's nice.
Yeah.
See, me and his mother, we try to keep it all together. For the holidays, we try to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm having everyone at my house. It's going to be fucking good. I like hosting.
Yeah, hosting is great.
I like hosting.
You're not a traveler? You like to host?
No, I'm not a traveler at all. And I just, whatever it is, I like to.
In Oscar's world, they're called carriers.
I
hate you
being
so
in
much.
Somebody else's home.
Yeah.
I like going to the fridge when I want to go to the fridge.
Right.
And then when somebody, you go into somebody's home, it's like, dude, make yourself at home. Take whatever you want. You're like,
you go, you don't want that. No.
If I'm making myself at home, first of all, I'm fucking going to put my fingers inside of the fucking whipped cream.
I'm drinking the milk out of the thing.
You know, I'm in my underwear. I'm jerking off into the bathroom sink.
If I'm making someplace my home, I'm not paying rent till 10 days later.
Yeah, so no, but I like being sort of in my house, throwing my fucking robe on. Fucking!
You wear a robe while people are in your Hugh Hefner.
I will be wearing my Versace robe
that's
tomorrow
awesome.
The entire time.
That's
one
awesome.
Step at a time, isn't it?
Shirt or no shirt?
No shirt. I'll wear underwear underneath it. That's it.
Even I'm not that gay.
Yeah,
Versace is.
It's gonna
very
be no. It's gonna
gay.
Be a thing where my son and my niece are going to have a conversation about how they saw my balls a few times.
Great,
because I wear that robe a lot.
Amazing.
James is in tighty whities throwing firecrackers around.
Yeah. Yeah, I like hosting too. You could set the mood, put on some music.
Well, you host, you comics. Feature. You'll headline one day.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your appetizers? You may recognize this dish from colleges and colleges across the country.
But I'm like, I'm so looking forward to it. Right now, I'm just counting down the fucking minutes. I got to go home.
You know what, though? Let me tell you something about Thanksgiving. Is that it's always one of those things where it's like holidays that people, I never got into the whole lingering thing. People love to linger at your house.
Oh well, lingering too long is a problem.
That's where, it's in my home and we've eaten. And we've sat there and had a good conversation for a good half hour after we've eaten.
That's an
and
alcoholic finishing dessert. Move, is staying too long.
And then like it's like,
people
yeah.
People love booze.
And then they're
too.
Like, oh, I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, you can get out.
Yeah.
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 People lingering? Yeah.
Yeah.
People.
I don't mind it though. We'll do like games. We're going to do Scrabble. I haven't played Scrabble in a very long time, and I'm a moron. Like when there's pressure on me, first of all, it's like it's all like four letter words. I'm like,
how do you spell pressure?
That's a lot of words. You get a lot of points for pressure.
I just played Scrabble 2 days ago.
Really?
It was
How'd
so fun.
How'd you do?
I did great. I played Ward for 36 points.
Wow. Look at
Ward.
You.
Ward.
Because W is what? Four points?
W-A-R-D, and I hit a fucking triple word with a double letter.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. I fucking killed it.
Damn.
I like Scrabble. But you need the little, like, is this a word website? Like,
is this cheating?
You mean Google?
No, there's like a Scrabble. No, there's a Scrabble specific website.
Yeah, that tells you how many
letters.
That,
No. That tells you, is this a usable word?
No, words are words.
No. But there are some words you go, is VWQ a word? You know what I mean? Like, if you have something
no,
like...
No, the answer's no.
FA, if I'm like, is FAA a usable word?
Is it?
I don't know. Let's check
but
on the Scrabble thing, shall we?
Here's what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying, Segala?
I do not understand.
You don't need a Scrabble specific dictionary.
There's two different conversations happening.
There's
right
a dictionary.
Now.
It's called a dictionary.
They didn't put a dictionary in the Scrabble board that I was playing. There was no dictionary.
Oh, so it's an actual.
Oh, so Scrabble dictionary. Fa, yes, it's a word. There you go.
What about fog?
No,
sincerely, put in a fog and see if
F-A-A-G.
That's a word.
Let's see.
No,
see?
No points for you.
But
not
wait,
a valid
FAA,
life spell.
But wait, go back. FAA, I thought that was, that's just an acronym.
No, it's
an agency in the department. Yeah, it's an acronym.
Actually, they take acronyms in Scrabble. Isn't that nuts?
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I used a couple of...
Nuts.
If you play Scrabble on the Xbox, you can choose one of two. One where you can challenge words, because like some people play it like that, or they have one where you can't enter a word unless it's in the dictionary.
Oh.
So you can either, because some people play where you can put a fake word up, but if someone challenges you,
I like the challenge.
They can fuck you.
Lewis has lost all interest in this.
No. I'm not even. I'm annoyed because I just looked at the fucking traffic to get home. My life has been
obstacle
in so much traffic the past 3 days, and it's going to take me an hour and 20 minutes to get home.
Listen to music.
I got to do another podcast. I'm going to be 10 minutes late for this podcast. Oh, I have to
what
wrap
podcast?
This. We're wrapping this one up. Legion of Skanks. We got to wrap this.
Oh,
I'm freaking out right now.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. What are you grateful for?
What am I most grateful for this year? It's a great question. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, I thought of it just now.
What am I most grateful for this year? You know what I'm most grateful for this year? My health. And I really think that because I will, you know, obviously everyone's got family members who get sick and things that are going on, but if I wasn't healthy, it would overtake everything. Mm-hmm. Like if I was dealing with cancer or some sort of like disease or some sort of like thing, and I am a hypochondriac, and every time I go to the doctor, I think they're going to tell me that I have something.
Yeah.
And I know that I would really lose motivation to do a lot of other things in my life. Mm-hmm. So I think my health and just getting myself healthier and getting myself more fit, I think that is a good at the root and sort of at the core of a lot of the other success that I have in life. I'm very, very grateful for my health. What about you, Brendan?
Well, I'm going to say health too, but just that I'm not dead.
No, Heath bars. I read it wrong.
Heath Ledger. I'm very grateful for the wonderful actors in our lives.
Yes.
Well, I guess health as far as I don't have cancer and I'm not having seizures, which is great. And I have a really good support system of loved ones and family members that I'm very grateful for.
Wow. Wow, this is really gay. Oscar, you better be the manliest one here. What are you most grateful for this year?
Come get fucking a pussy.
You know, I think I'm thankful that no more of my family members have passed away. Because I had two last year, and then this year my mom had a heart attack. And so my dad's been having health issues. So it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, I'm just...
You're really bumming us out, dude.
Yeah, I know. But
We're all inspiring. Yeah. And you're like.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just glad that
time is a flat circle, and
I just, you asked.
I'll stare at the wall, thinking about my own immortality. And
Zach, what are you most grateful for this year?
Probably that Oscar's parents are going to die next year.
That's true.
I hate all of you. I just
Oscar's dad killed himself
because he heard this podcast. He goes, "Oh my god,
oh god, that's my kid."
That's his impression of him.
Yeah, we gotta go. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching. We'll be back Friday. Exclusive episode coming at you, like Cleopatra, on Friday. So make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigital.com. Good night.